Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. 46-year-old Lisa Moore has been the Kennett Township manager for 20 years, and she is now facing more than 100 felony charges, accused of stealing more than $3 million from the township. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan says by all accounts she was well-liked and well-respected.
Exactly the kind of person who gets away with a scheme like this.
Hogan says Moore was traveling in France back in April when the township was told of some questionable money transfers to her personal account. That started the investigation, which, according to a criminal complaint, found $3.2 million dating back to 2013. Investigators allege Moore stole more than $1 million by forging payroll to add overtime and unused sick and vacation time. They also say she made hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of unauthorized purchases on a township credit card.
Moore is free on unsecured bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for February. Students at One Philadelphia Charter School could soon add street survival skills to the lessons they're learning in class. After two of her students were shot and killed recently, one less than 2 weeks ago stepping off a SEPTA bus, Veronica Joyner felt as if she had to do something. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
The founder of the Mathematics, Civics, and Sciences Charter School in Spring Garden is asking representatives from the police department and the U.S. Army to teach her students what to do when they hear gunfire in their neighborhoods.
This drill will say, you know, drop in place and take cover behind a car, in between a car, under a car, behind a building. It will simply acknowledge that a lot of our children are being shot.
Joyner says parents can opt their kids out of the drills if they wish. Mayor Jim Kenney Tuesday signed two bills designed to make Philadelphia's air cleaner. One bill bans the use of commercial fuel oil with high sulfur content in the city. The other expands the city's building energy performance policy.
That policy already requires buildings of more than 50,000 square feet to report their energy and water usage each year. With the new law, those building owners will have to tune up systems that are not energy efficient. For instance, replace missing insulation or update lighting fixtures.
That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. Mayor Kenney says these are two more steps in the city's commitment to meeting Paris Climate Accord targets. Ashley Greer is one of our area's top golfers. She's an assistant pro at Overbrook Golf Club. She spent time on the LPGA Future Tour, and she has turned heads with her success competing against both men and women golfers. KYW's Matt Leon sat down with her to talk about her career and how she was introduced to the game of golf.
You were 6 years old, and you lived on a golf center. Your house was on a golf center because your dad bought a golf center. Am I correct with that?
Correct. My dad's also a PGA professional, and when I was six, him and my mom bought a golf center that was literally in my front yard. So we had a miniature golf, a driving range, batting cages, and 18-hole par 3 course. So it's just kind of what we did for fun. We went down there at some point every day and hit balls or played putt-putt or played par 3. So it's in our blood.
Matt's full interview with Ashley Greer can be heard on this week's episode of One on One with Matt Leon. Find it on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.